You're listening to the Mixed Morning Show podcast with Dom, Emily, and Jeremy.
Check out this note from a listener of ours named Rachel. Her email headline was topic for discussion on your show. And she's right. It truly is. She goes, "Hey, Dom, huge fan of the show. Was having a conversation the other day I thought might make an interesting topic of discussion amongst you, Jeremy, Emily, Chris, and your listeners. It's the concept of a hypothetical rewind button for certain moments in your life. I was talking with some people about it because a friend of mine was saying that she wanted a do-over for her morning. And that got us talking about what if we got three rewind buttons during our lifetime that you have to use as the situation is happening, not years later. Would we ever use them?" At first, we were all like, yeah, I can think of three times right off the bat. But then as we kept thinking about it, we realized that we probably actually wouldn't, because we'd end up saying, no, this isn't that bad. I'm going to save it for something worse that might come along. We also realized on a deeper level that we probably wouldn't end up using them, because the tough stuff we go through usually provides much needed opportunities for growth and learning. Plus the whole idea of if this didn't happen, then this wouldn't have happened. It was a fascinating discussion that I thought you guys might like to wrap your brains around. The life rewind button. Thanks for your time, for all the laughter and mind bending you bring to our lives every day. We appreciate what you do. That's from Rachel. That's a great
letter.
Thanks,
Rachel.
And, you know, I started thinking about what she said, guys, and I think I might be in the same camp that she's in. Because you don't get to look back and a year later decide you want to. You have to make the decision
right
as it happens.
Now, how far back can you go then? Boom, I just spilled coffee on me. Okay, I'm going to use my rewind button, but can I go back a year?
No.
Or can I only go back the past 30 seconds?
Right. Can you go back maybe like an hour?
So, I mean, this basically is just for bad decisions. So,
see, look at me, little ray of sunshine. She even said, you know, these bad situations provide growth and yada, yada.
Yeah.
What if the rewind button could be to relive a completely wonderful night, trip, your wedding? For me, I would want to rewind Wednesday when we had our party and Carmen was here and I was like a dog in heat.
But then you run the risk, as if you rewind, the day could be horrible.
Right. That's what I'm thinking too. If you rewind, if you've had a great experience and you hit rewind, the whole universe is rewinding, so other people can make other decisions that would negatively impact you.
You could be in a car crash before you even get to the party.
Right.
So the rewind button applies to the entire planet.
It would have to.
Yeah, well, then we would never get anywhere because there's so many people.
Constantly rewinding. Yeah.
Everyone's rewinding.
Yeah, but you wouldn't know that.
Everyone's rewinding. Everyone's rewinding.
I get it.
See, on the third one, you screwed it up.
I get it.
But that's just it. I mean, and if you can only rewind for a moment, I tend to think that I would always want to save my rewind buttons.
Yeah, you're like, oh, no, this wasn't that bad. I mean, I'll wait. Then what? You're like 80 years old, and then you've got still your three rewinds?
You got them stockpiled. And I think if you do get the rewind buttons, you probably shouldn't get them until a certain point in your life.
I so agree with that, too. I think you need to be at least 25, because otherwise you're going to waste them on things that...
Right, on like that guy at the bar.
Right.
Yeah. So you need to build some character before you get your rewind buttons.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like accruing vacation time at a new job.
Yeah, your PTO.
Mm-hmm. So that you have to work there X amount of time before you actually get some days off. I think your rewind button, you need, let's say, at least 22, 23.
That's fine. Yeah. I still want to know how far back you can go, though. Like 15 minutes? Because then I would wait until the Powerball drawing at midnight and then go back to a gas station 15 minutes beforehand.
All right, Marty McFly.
No,
why not?
Right. No, because the whole universe is changing and those balls are going to bounce differently.
Their balls are different?
Mm-hmm.
Well, this is stupid.
No.
See, I
want to rig the system somehow.
I would do it for happy moments and try to do it just exactly the same way that I did it the first time, just to relive all that joy.
Like a great night of sweet, sweet love?
What's that like?
You'd rewind it 15 minutes and do it again.
How about 10 minutes of sweet, sweet love
don't
and then a
me,
really
Emily.
Good pizza?
Jeremy would only have to rewind about a minute and a half.
30 seconds, Em.
Wait, 25? Oh, that's too
young. If I
did
it three times, though.
Here's our number, 303-631.
One night, they're all gone.
631, one mix, 303-631-1649. Generally, you have to be 18 to be on the show, but Emily told me that Carney's call, Carney is 16 years old, is too interesting, and we have to take it. Hi, Carney. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What's your question?
So, what about the kids that lost their parents? You said kids shouldn't get the rewind buttons till they're 25, but what if they could go back and have their parents back?
That's pretty good.
That would change so much.
That does fall into my question, though. How far back can you go?
Yeah, because, yeah. Right, and here's another question for you, is how young would you allow? Because do you want four-year-olds to, a four-year-old would hit the rewind button every chance?
That was a really good episode of Sesame Street.
Yeah. Right. So how old do you have to be?
But, and the other thing, God, there's nothing but questions and no answers. Well, I'm getting a little weirded out. But if you push the rewind button because your parents passed away, would that really affect what's happened to them? I would think that your rewind button can only affect you directly.
No, unless it was a car crash
or something. It's affecting time.
Right, but...
You could tell them not to go to the store at that moment, you know, where there was a car crash or something.
But maybe you would...
But if it's like a cancer scenario or something, you know, I don't want to be too morbid, but...
You can't
rewind
enough.
That. You can't, yeah.
Because it's just for the moment.
Right. Depends on the situation.
You know, Carney, I hope you puzzle this through the rest of the day, okay?
I will. Thank you.
Thanks for being on the show. Very nice. Who's next? I think it's Jordan. Hello, Jordan. Welcome to the show.
Hi.
What do you want to say about this?
Well, so a couple years ago, a movie with Rachel McAdams, of course, because it's about love, came out, and I think it was called About Time. And the most interesting thing in this is that her gentleman caller could go backwards, but once his father passed away, he tried to go back in time, and it changed his present. It actually gave him a different child when he returned. And to me, that was so interesting because if I could have a live rewind, I would want to go visit the people that I lost. But that does raise another question is,
I don't,
you know, when you...
yeah, but I don't think that's going to be the case in this because we're talking, you only rewind a moment. So in other words, it's not like you rewind and you go back 12
sure.
years.
Mm-hmm.
It's like if you're walking down the street and you see something, you can rewind like just right. for that moment.
Try to stop a crime.
You tripped in front of the hot guy and you didn't want to see him. You
yeah.
tripped.
Yeah, so
right.
I don't think your children would be different or anything like that. It's just a moment that you're hitting rewind.
But then there's the whole butterfly flaps his wings over a lake in Brazil. Does it affect us here?
I know.
Right.
I'm not saying that rewinding a moment won't change some things, but I just don't think it would be to the scale of like going back in time and killing Hitler. That kind of
right.
thing.
Right. Oh. He just needed to be nurtured more as a child.
Oh, you're starting to sound like one of those politicians, Jeremy. Jordan, I hope this gives you something to think about all day.
Oh, for sure. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for being on
I'm
the show.
I'm glad we can't really do this.
And we... No kidding.
It would screw everything up.
It really would stink.
Everything.
Someone called, too, and brought another interesting log to this fire. And she said, what if we kind of do have the rewind button, and that's what deja vu is?
Oh.
Mind blown.
Want more laughs? Follow us online.
Every morning.
Search at Dom Emily Jeremy on Twitter and Facebook.com/Dom Emily Jeremy.